Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Having a great visit with our friend Connie Sertusi, who's Senior Vice President and General Manager of Small Business Accounting Solutions at Sage North America. And Connie, tell us a little bit about Sage.
Sure. So Sage is a global provider of financial management, ERP, accounting, payroll, solutions servicing the small to medium-sized business market. We have software. We have services that we provide. We're in really over 160 countries across the globe.
Wow.
Some of the brands, and I think you've mentioned them earlier, that I think your listeners would be more familiar with here in the U.S., is Peachtree Accounting, which it's been around over 30 years now. ACT, which is the leading contact management solution. So
right.
Sage is the maker of those products.
Right. Now the survey that we've been talking about, and by the way, that's sage.com, right?
That's right.
And the survey we've been talking about, you said that you had an address for that.
Yes. If you go to www.sagespark.com.
Sage Spark?
Sage Spark.
Spark.
S-P-A-R-K.
.com.
Right.
They can find that there. Can they find the last two there, both of them there?
Yes.
Okay. So check that out, folks. You want to compare those. And with your permission, we're going to put this up on our website.
Absolutely.
So we'll do that. Okay. Let me tell you about a survey that we conducted last week. Connie, we asked our audience, as the economy grows, as you think about growing your business, as the economy recovers, are you more likely to hire a new person to meet that growth? Or instead of hiring a person, are you more likely to buy more technology? Guess what the results came back at? 71% would buy technology first. 29% would hire a new employee first.
Yep.
Now that ought to be good news for you, but isn't that an interesting thing? And it may track with some of the things you guys have seen. I don't know how this overlays with your recent research, but talk to us about what you think about that result.
Sure. Well, you know what's interesting is I think it's possible that if you had asked that same question 2 to 3 years ago, you might have gotten different results.
No question about it.
I think 20
years ago, they would have said, huh?
Exactly. and I think what's happening is that, you know, going through the period that we've just gone through, it's made small business owners really get more savvy as business owners and mm-hmm. to begin to cut costs and realize that the efficiency that technology, whether it's, you know, back office accounting software, whether it's contact management, whether it's payroll software, the efficiencies that brings into the organization. And then also, it's not really just about efficiency. I mean, you know, in solutions that you know, we offer at Sage today, it makes it easier to find customers, to create relationships with your customers.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, is very, very important right now. You know, everybody's holding their customers.
And increasingly it will be in the future.
Exactly. Now, one thing, Jim, that we did see, and this kind of goes in line with what your survey has said, we offer a direct deposit service to our customers. And basically, you know, it's like direct deposit that you would get in a corporate
right.
type environment.
Right.
Small businesses can offer it to their employees.
Right.
And with the downturn of the economy, what we saw is that the number of employees that any given direct deposit subscriber or business had, that went down primarily due to layoffs. But what went up was the number of companies subscribing.
Ah.
And what we heard was that they were saying it was because we had to let people go, we've got to automate in this area, we've got to drive more efficiencies. So that's a perfect example of what
mm-hmm.
you're
Well, and it's in all facets of the relationship, is what you're saying. It's not just about the execution of the business.
Absolutely.
And
it's about finding customers, creating relationships with customers, and just managing your business better.
Well, and what's happening, though, now is, you know, I've been doing this a long time, and, you know, I've been doing everything I could do to get small business owners to understand that their purpose in life, even though small businesses create most of the jobs, that's not really their purpose in life. Their purpose in life is to be financially successful and to be happy in their business.
Right.
And that doesn't necessarily mean hiring more people. And yep. That's the reason I've been encouraging, you know, think about technology and then hire the people to support the technology as much as you can. And I think that's what's happening now in getting, it's getting down more into the micro levels. Connie, give us the website again one more time before you go.
www.sage.com
and sagespark.com
and
for the survey.
Sagespark.com.
Hey, Connie, will you come back another day?
Absolutely.
We've enjoyed having you here. You've been a lot of fun. Good
yeah,
job today.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
Connie Certusi, ladies and gentlemen, with Sage. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you, today be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.